you see a set barrel. Now they was different kinds, they were different sized barrels, and they had different names. Mm-hmm. See a turpentine barrel, set barrel. Mm-hmm. Set barrel held about 33 gallons.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now there was what they called a vinegar barrel. It held 60 gallons.
Mm-hmm.
Turpentine barrel held about 60 gallons.
Mm-hmm.
But ever what you called for whatever you was going to use that barrel for, mm-hmm. when you went to get one. See, if I call for a syrup barrel, I got that size.
Mm-hmm.
Call for a turpentine barrel, I got a turpentine barrel size.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you didn't buy, now, the way you got vinegar barrels, see, the store, you know, but buy a barrel of vinegar. You didn't buy it in the jug, you didn't get to the jugs like you buy it now.
Mm-hmm.
You carried your jug,
mm-hmm.
and he drove you a gallon of vinegar out of that jug,
mm-hmm.
and you paid him for it, and you carried your vinegar home. But you might trade him out of that barrel, which we did a lot of time. We would need the barrel, you'd say, for grinding cane next fall.
Mm-hmm.
Say, what about if you sold that barrel? Well, I'd probably know. I ain't. Yes, I've got this and so, but you can have the next go for something like that, don't you see?
Mm-hmm.
But you'd get that barrel out of that vinegar barrel. You call for whatever,
mm-hmm.
but if you call for certain, you didn't have to say what size. You just said, I want so many certain barrels.
If you had a barrel and it had a something, the place where you draw whatever's in it out, what would you call that? Something you might turn like that to draw something out of it.
That was, they had that in that vinegar barrel.
Mm-hmm.
You turn, in other words, what you done with that. Now you see a syrup barrel. That barrel, it was sealed airtight.
Mm-hmm.
It had what you call a bone.
Mm-hmm.
That bone was in the side of that barrel. See, the barrel was round, and it was a bung in the. It was, and you laid that barrel down and the bung up.
Mm-hmm.
Both ends of that barrel was perfectly sealed. I mean, sealed airtight.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you took that bung. It was fixed to where it wasn't tight in there. Seemed to me like that there. It was stuck. That hole was stopped up anyway, and I believe that there fastened around it in a little bag. I'm not certain about that, but anyway, you turn that barrel up with that bung hole up. That bung hole pretty good size.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you put your funnel in there, mm-hmm. and as you'd cook your syrup, you just kept pouring syrup in there, maybe take so many boilings to fill it.
Mm-hmm.
That is so long to fill it out of a pan.
Mm-hmm.
Then you wrap something around that bung, that was to make it, and you could tell whether that barrel was full or not. You might want to turn it just a little bit,
mm-hmm.
but they'd say pack it. That meant turn that thing perfectly straight up, and you could look at the serpent and tell whether it was straight up. You didn't have to have a level on it.
Mm-hmm.
And what they called packing it, be sure you had that thing right straight up where it hold every drop it could. Well, whenever you got that up there, you put your gasket or whatever you want to call it, but it was a packing. You stuck that in there and you took a hammer. You had to drive it in.
Mm-hmm.
You drove it up even to where, in that barrel,
mm-hmm.
to where it was even with all the rest of it. Well, son, that was a sealed barrel of syrup.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you just then roll it out to one side and pull another nut there. Go fill it up. Now that's the way you seal that syrup up in that barrel.
Mm-hmm.
But it would get strong. Now whenever you got ready to open that barrel of syrup,